From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Phil Latzman. President Obama and Mitt Romney may have been the headliners last night on campus at Lynn University, but for many who showed up for a huge debate watch party, they came for the warm-up band.
The neon trees!
Before the last presidential debate was shown on the Meisner Park Amphitheater's big screen, the audience was treated to a performance by the alternative rock band, the Neon Trees. Meanwhile, last night's foreign policy presidential debate at Lynn University may well be remembered in its own backyard for what wasn't discussed. Four South Florida lawmakers say they are disappointed that Latin America was not a bigger part of the discussion. Boca Raton-based Congressman Ted Deutsch says it was up to the moderator, while also defending President Obama for not talking much about our own hemisphere.
I was surprised when I saw the questions that Bob Schieffer laid out that there wasn't a whole section focused on Latin American issues because it's so important to our nation and particularly because it's so important down here in South Florida. That said, the president was clear and his record speaks for itself in terms of outreach to Latin America. In particular, I think the president talked a lot about the need for us to be strong at home and what that means abroad. That's especially true when it comes to Latin America, not just in terms of our economic policy, but in terms of our immigration policy. The president's immigration policy and his call for comprehensive immigration reform won't just help us at home and help our economy. It will also help with our relations with our friends in Latin America.
State Representative Jose Felix Diaz from Miami says Latin American issues should have been a bigger part of the debate and that each candidate dropped the ball.
I think that for Floridians and Florida being such an important component to Electoral College, Latin American should have been discussed. I think it was partly the fault of the moderator. Obviously, the candidates could only answer the questions that are given to them, but at some point they should have reached out and mentioned a glaring omission that Latin America was not discussed in the least. And when we have Cuba 90 miles away going through turmoil right now, spending as much time as we did in the Middle East and China and abroad, I think was a mistake and something that hopefully will not come back in this presidential election and bite any of the candidates.
Miami Republican Congresswoman Ileana Ross-Layton pointed out that Romney was the only candidate that even went out of his way to mention Latin America.
He mentioned the Castro brothers and mentioned Chavez, and he said he wants to expand trade with our Democratic partners in Latin America, and that we always talk about expanding trade, you know, way across the globe, but here we are in our own area, and we don't do enough for it.
Former South Florida Congressman Robert Wexler was in attendance, and he says the fact that Latin America was hardly mentioned might be a good thing.
I mean, in some ways it's good. The trouble spots are elsewhere in the world for the most part. And so the focus is on the Middle East, it's on Afghanistan, it's on Iraq, it's on China. But certainly Latin America is essential to the Florida economy and to the United States as a whole.
And National Journal reporter Beth Reinhardt, a former Miami Herald reporter, says Romney also made a veiled attempt to touch on Cuba policy.
He did make reference in, you know, what seems like an appeal to the large Cuban-American community here to the president's remarks in debates in the Democratic primary, 2008. So that's going a while back, you know, that he would sit down with, you know, terrible leaders around the world, including Castro.
And for more reaction from last night's debates, you can go to our website, brand new, WLRN.org. And from the Miami Herald newsroom, I'm Phil Latzman.